Good morning, Faith Alliance Church. It's good to be with you remotely again today. Look forward to those days when we can be back together as the body of Christ here at 3203 Cashwell Drive. But let's pray before we look into God's Word this morning. We'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Father, we want to thank you that you are with us each and every day. We are thankful, Lord, that we truly can look to you for all the answers that we need in life. Something to say to each one of us through your word. And I ask, Lord, that as we are in your word, that you would encourage us, strengthen us, build us up in our faith. And Lord, more than anything, I pray that you would be glorified. For I ask these things in the name of your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Growing up as a young Christian, one of the hymns that we sang in church with regularity was Trust and Obey. Maybe it's one that you know as well. Such a title in these days probably turns some people off, and that might include some believers, because we don't like that word, obey. We want to handle life our own way. We don't like being told what we should do. But God, believe it or not, has a much better way. The lyrics to the hymn were written by John Samus in 1887, a businessman turned preacher. He received the inspiration for the song from his friend Daniel Towner, who wrote the music. Towner was the music conductor during one of Dwight L. Moody's renowned revivals. I believe it was one in Brooklyn, New York. When one night, a young man arose in a testimony meeting and said, "I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to trust and I'm going to obey." Out of that simple testimony, the hymn was birthed. The first verse and the refrain go like this. I'll spare you the concert and just read the words. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. The refrain goes like this. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. This hymn came to mind as I was thinking about our text for today, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And this is probably the most well-known and beloved of all Proverbs. In fact, I know it became one of mine at age 11 when I memorized it during one of my summers at a Christian boys' camp that I attended outside of Ligonier, Pennsylvania. The verse has been at my side through many different life decisions, experiences, and circumstances that I've found myself in. The promise has never failed me. But let me qualify that for a moment. The promise has never failed me when I've chosen to apply it to my life as revealed to us in God's Word. It has been a tremendous source of encouragement as well as a reminder as to where I need to be looking at times of need in my life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. This morning we want to consider these words of wisdom from Solomon. The subject is trust. And trust and faith go hand in hand. Trust is the fundamental principle of our relationship with God. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, we are reminded, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. God is the rewarder of those who diligently and earnestly seek Him. God is the rewarder of those who trust in Him. So with that in mind, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 presents us with three challenges that we want to consider this morning. And the first challenge is that trust in the Lord must be of most importance in our lives. Let me say that again. Trust in the Lord must be of most importance in our lives. Listen to Solomon's words. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding is where you and I must begin. Understand this. There is no partial trust in the Lord. There is no happy medium between trusting in self and trusting God. We cannot trust God for some things and then not with others. We must trust Him with everything or nothing. Trust must be total. Trust in the Lord with all your heart reveals the totality of one's trust. The verb trust literally means to cling to with both arms. As I thought about that meaning, I thought about when my children were small and they were afraid. They used to wrap their arms and legs around me and I would hold them tight to my chest. They trusted me to protect them. They trusted me to keep them safe. And that's what Solomon's words reveal here. We trust God so totally that we embrace Him with our whole being. As we follow God's path for our lives, Jesus must have all of us. A handshake of trust is not enough. We must trust Him with everything. We must trust Him with our whole being, with all of our circumstances, with all of our fears, with all of our worries, with all of our concerns. We must trust Him. But more than this, our trust must be central to our lives. Lean not on your own understanding. That, my friends, is hard to do, is it not? This is very subtle, but immensely significant for each of us to grasp. The word lean is used for a soldier who rests upon his spear for support and safety. As long as we can trust in our own spears or someone who holds our spears, we're not trusting in the Lord. When we look to ourselves or others for answers to our circumstances in life, we are not trusting in the Lord. When we think that we can figure things out on our own, we are not trusting in the Lord. Our trust in the Lord must be total. Our trust in the Lord must be central to how we live our lives, so that we don't make the mistake of looking to ourselves or others for answers. Many times, what we believe to be a common sense solution or answers to our circumstances is not God's answer for us, but our leaning on our own understanding. The first challenge is trusting God with all our hearts and leaning not on our own understanding. One of the things that I've discovered over my years of walking with the Lord is that this sometimes defies common sense, because as we're told in Isaiah 55, God's ways are different than ours. And what He has asked each of us to do is to trust Him. He's asked each of us to trust Him and not to try to figure it out on our own. And so as we think of this first challenge, are you totally trusting God today, or are you trusting yourself or someone else? The second challenge is that the devotion of trust must be cultivated in our lives. The devotion of trust must be cultivated in our lives. And you might be thinking, what in the world does he mean by that? Well, in verse 6, Solomon says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. By all the means of grace, faith and trust must be cultivated. And the only way it can be cultivated is through the Word of God, because the Word of God is where we come to know God and where we come to know His ways. And what that means is that we must live in the Word of God. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word about Christ. Folks, our trust in the Lord is cultivated by our being in His Word. Are you in His Word? If it's going to be cultivated in your life, we must read the Word. We must memorize the Word. We must meditate on the Word. And we must also apply the Word to our lives. Otherwise, if we don't cultivate the Word of God in our lives, we will not be able to trust Him. It's as simple as that. We must be looking to the Savior. Some of my favorite verses are in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, where we read, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God the Father. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. If we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, then we won't lose heart. Then we won't grow weary. In days like we are all going through now with COVID-19, and ones that most certainly lie ahead of us, we need to keep looking to Jesus. He needs to be our focus. He is the only one who can bring us through the difficulties and the setbacks that we experience in life. The proof that trust is growing in our lives is that we acknowledge the presence and the person of Christ in all of our dealings and all of our undertakings in life. Let me say that again. The proof that trust is growing in our lives is that we acknowledge the presence and person of Christ in all of our dealings and undertakings in life. The verb acknowledge literally means to consciously know or recognize. This is no hypothetical exercise. It is rather the total involvement of the mind, the heart, and the will with the Savior. There must be no area in our lives where He cannot be welcomed and enjoyed in our lives. I believe Paul said it beautifully in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, where he said, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Acknowledge God in your lives. In all our ways, in every area of our lives, we are to acknowledge Him. We are to consciously recognize His person and His presence in our lives. The third and final challenge is that the direction of trust must be followed in our lives. The direction of trust must be followed in our lives. Solomon writes in verse 6, He shall direct your paths. Now, if we're going to flesh out, live out those first two challenges in our lives, we can trust God to guide us in all our ways. We can trust Him to direct our paths. And the idea behind the word direct is that of making the way plain. If we're totally trusting God, and we are consciously recognizing His person and presence in our lives, He will make His way clear to us. And isn't that what we really want in life? We want to know God's way. In the Old Testament, the word direct is used of God's power to remove obstructions and obstacles. For example, in Isaiah 49, verse 11, the Lord reveals to Isaiah, "I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up." In other words, God will do what He needs to do to accomplish His purposes in our lives. He shall direct your paths. The word was also used to detail God's decrees. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, we hear the Lord say, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Are you hearing His voice today as He directs you on the correct path in life? In John 8, verse 12, it is also used to reveal the instructions of the Lord. Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Needless to say, in all of this, immediate obedience to all of God's instructions and commands in His Word demonstrates our total trust in the Lord. The blessings that we can know in these verses is that we can know God-directed guidance every day in our lives. I like what Paul said about all of those who are in Christ Jesus. He wrote in Ephesians 2, verse 10, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." God already has the details of every one of our lives worked out. He has the path. All we have to do is follow. All any of us has to do is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. As I've thought about these verses over this past week, quite honestly, for me, the danger of these verses is that they become too familiar. Remember, I said I first memorized them when I was 11 years old, and I'm a lot older than 11 today. Quite honestly, is where the danger lies for me, because they become too familiar and they just roll off my tongue. It's one thing for me to know them by memory, but another to follow what they are saying to me. And that's true of all of God's Word for us. We can recite God's Word from memory. We can know and be able to interpret a passage correctly, but not live His Word out in our daily lives. What profit is God's Word to us if we know it, but we don't obey it and follow it? It's just words on a page in a rather thick book if we're not willing to apply it to our lives. So may I encourage you, during these days of being homebound, to take God's Word more frequently into your life. Read it. Memorize it. Meditate on it. And obey it. Apply it to your life. As the old hymn said, Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The days ahead of all of us are uncertain, but the one in whom we place our trust is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Let's pray together. Lord, we're so thankful for your word. We're thankful, Lord, for the promises that you have made to us. And Lord, after knowing you for as many years as I have, I am thankful that you have always been faithful to your word, that you have always been faithful to your promises. All you ask, Lord, is that we listen to your voice. All that you ask is that we trust you with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. All you ask is that we acknowledge you in all of our ways. And Lord, you promise you will direct our paths. Lord, in these uncertain days, the path ahead is unclear. It's uncertain. Many are not sure when they will start back to work. Others are not sure how their finances will, they'll be able to pay their bills or meet those needs. But Lord, you've already worked out that path in our lives. Help us right now, in these days, in every day, to trust you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.